This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program, a health hour. In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronos visits with you and with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time to overview what's going on from Ken's perspective as a researcher. He examines many of the great medical journals to tell us whatever it is, the research they've been doing, what it means to us. We certainly still have COVID in our focus, but I promise this every week, and sometimes I get there, and sometimes I don't, in terms of other things that Ken has researched. So let's do our best to get right to it and start with a COVID, I guess the study was done, or the overview in the Journal of the American Medical Association on sleep apnea and its connection to COVID. How are they connected, Ken?
Yeah, let's talk about sleep apnea and COVID. But first, why are we still talking about COVID-19? And the reason is because although it appears to most of us that it's lessening, it is definitely, Doug, not going away. There are still, believe it or not, in America right now, each day, about 50,000 new cases. And each day, currently, there's about 600 deaths in America each day. So COVID-19, compared to the way it was this past summer, July, August, September even, it's not quite at that level, but it definitely hasn't gone away. And the concern is that, yes, we now know it's an indoor virus, and usually viruses in the cold do better. They thrive. So the concern is, as we all go into the cold inside with the holidays coming up, that this is going to come back. So don't drop your guard. Don't make yourselves crazy about it, but just don't realize yet that we are totally over it. You know, I think back in June of this year, most of us thought this was all gone. And then the Delta variant came. So hopefully we're not going to see anything like that happen again. But this definitely has not gone away. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. I'm a realist, and it is what it is. So, but it's definitely not as bad as it was. But hopefully, we don't get another wave as the holidays, cold weather, and we all go inside and congregate with the holidays. But anyway, the news this week, more. And again, this is a new illness, so we keep learning more and more about it. Sleep apnea, which is incredibly common. And here's just another important reason why, if you have it, you want to get it diagnosed. If you've got it, you want to get treated. And there are options. People hear about CPAP. Oh, I don't ever want to go near that. The Mayo Clinic tells us from great research that now there's a dental option, a mouth guard, similar to what so many people sleep with to avoid grinding. That these mouth guards by a dentist who knows how to treat sleep apnea, and that's not every dentist. These are specialized dentists who specialize in sleep. They know what to do. That is just as effective as CPAP, which is great news. But the bigger news about sleep apnea and COVID is that sleep apnea increases the risk for getting severe COVID-19. This is the type of COVID-19 that puts you in the hospital. This is the type of COVID-19 that creates death. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open this week. It's real information. So if you're obese, if you're waking up each night not rested, if your sleeping partner tells you that you snore, if your sleeping partner tells you that you make this distinctive sound where you suddenly stop breathing and then you wake up gasping for air, that's the most distinctive diagnostic sign. When your sleeping partner tells you you stop breathing, then you wake up gasping, grunting, trying to catch your breath, you have sleep apnea. Go see a sleep specialist.
I just would like to have a sleep partner. All right, that's a separate.
That is not a specific treatment for sleep apnea. It's often the diagnostic tool for sleep apnea, other than the sleep doctor, who is most often a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, who also subspecializes in sleep. These are the real experts in sleep, not the ones that just stayed at a Holiday Inn.
All right, so this is an anecdotal connection to that, talking about numbers, who's got it, and what's going on. In my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, one of the schools closed a complete classroom. That is, that they told the students in this classroom in an elementary school not to come back to school for the rest of the week because there were four or five cases of COVID in the room. And I wonder how much that has happened. It hasn't really affected youngsters the way it has adults. So this is fairly unusual. Maybe is it an overreach, or is it something that makes sense? Because that's in the eyes of the
It's very geographically specific. There are some pockets, and you just described one of where it's occurring, and it doesn't seem to occur as severely in the younger folks. The death rate is fortunately lower as you get lower in age, but certainly younger people definitely get mild cases of it, and fortunately rarely die from it. But the younger kids do have prolonged symptoms, long COVID. So you're with the variants as a very young person, you're not as protected. You're better protected, but you're not avoiding this like you were with the original strain where it was extremely rare.
Right. Okay. The unvaccinated folks in our country and around the world, as far as that's concerned, apparently are 20 times more likely to die from COVID, according to the state of Texas has looked at this, 20 times more likely to die from COVID if you don't have the vaccine. That's a sales pitch in itself, right?
The State of Health Services in Texas looked at their death recently for over several months, and they saw that you were 20 times more likely to die if you were unvaccinated, just looking at the facts.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, we'll continue on, and I think we'll move on. I want to talk about youngsters, and that was one of the big discussions last week on our podcast and in the program, the question of how many shots will we ultimately need and the focus on 5 to 11-year-olds. You can hear Ken's wisdom with that in mind, and then a lot of other things that we talked about that weren't necessarily COVID-related. We're getting more, as he indicated at the beginning of the program, able to talk about things beyond the COVID window. But there's one more thing I want to tackle here. If you want to listen to the podcast, the program itself airs on many of the same stations that carry the DJV program Monday through Friday. Normally, Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack are on over the weekend in a complimentary presentation. The podcast, if you want to listen to that, is at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Back with one more look at the children 5 to 11 and their first COVID vaccine. I'll tell you the story about my grandson in a matter of moments. One other thing, Ken just talked about being obese. One of the ways you can eliminate that from your reality is to go to toploss.com, study, understand what Calitrin, their product, and there are ancillary products that they have that support weight loss programs as well. The secret to their success is success. 86% of the people who've gone on the 90-day program end up losing the weight. Now, another 90 days on the program at least, and success is guaranteed to lose the weight and keep it off the all-natural way. You don't have to go on any special diets, no special products. Customers love that Calitrin will provide you with a counselor to help you work your way through so you will be successful. The all-natural way, the all-natural Calitrin. Right now, the BOGO deal for Thanksgiving, buy 3 and get 3 free and go from there. Right? No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code, checking out at toploss.com.
eating anger. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, down by the water, I saw a bird try to bite an open clam. The clam snapped shut on the bird's beak, and then the bird, talking out of the side of his mouth, said, "If you don't open your shell today, and you don't open your shell tomorrow, there will be a dead clam." To which the clam, also out of the side of his mouth, mustered a way to reply, "If you don't open your beak today, and you don't open your beak tomorrow, there will be a dead bird." And while they were arguing, a fisherman came by and swooped up both of them. Your anger isn't eating up your enemy any more than it's eating you up as well. For how to break free of being controlled by anger, go to youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conte, C-O-N-T-E, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Stefan here. The final, I think, run at this that we'll take today, because there are so many other things going on. The White House says that there are 900,000 youngsters over the age of 5 who are able to get the vaccine. My grandson is 67 in December.
Who's already got it?
They already have it. Okay, well, my grandson's getting it next week, and he was all excited about it. And I just we had a conversation about it and what it means. He gets it. He knows why the masks are being worn and that sort of thing. But imagine, Ken, youngsters that are growing up in this, that are just coming of age, and this is their first reality, wearing a mask for 2 years, getting shots that they don't really know anything about, understand they didn't go to school. What toll this has taken. And I guess this is a political statement, go right back to the Chinese government responsible for this outrage, and we aren't holding them to task, which is outrageous as far as I'm concerned. But again, back to the children, they're growing up around this. Maybe it'll seem like it's life is normal when things like this happen, you think?
Well, I think this young group of children will always remember this, and this will be something they'll pass along for generations, because hopefully this will not be a common event. If it becomes a common event, then it's right. Just going to be, oh, again, and everyone's going to be going through this. But if it was like the Spanish flu, where it took 100 years for us to have another event, then this current generation will have a story to pass along to their future generations. Remember what it was like, and you don't have to go deal with this. You know, it's like when we tell our kids, you know, what we had to go through, walk uphill in both directions to school in 5 degree weather. So they'll have a story to tell. And right. I don't think it's so much the shots, because remember this, we all got shots when we were young.
Yeah.
And what's going to be the big difference is wearing masks and not going to school. And right. That's where they're going to be distinguished.
Yep. Speaking of shots, there's a very interesting overview, a study, if you will, of the HPV vaccines and the impact that it has on cervical cancer. I may want to ask you about that, and we'll pick up a couple of things, the pills and that sort of thing, and then we're going to move on into other things like your area of expertise. Ken is a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to set up an appointment, give him a buzz at 352-735-1400. Remember, his staff will take you through the sort of the hoops. It's 21 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Next up here, I promise, I feel like I'm not delivering on my promises, but there are a couple of more things that caught my eye, Ken, so bear with me. The experimental coronavirus pill that Pfizer has come up with apparently reduced the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%, as we were, we've talked about this, I think, a little bit before, and I wonder if this is something, you know, can you count on this? A lot of people are questioning authority these days, and there are people, Pfizer's made so much money. Do you think this is legit? How do we know that some of these statements that are made by these companies are legit?
Well, how do we know statements made by anybody are legit? You can make that statement about, how do we know statements made by farmers are legit? I mean, there is enormous skepticism everywhere. And the oral pills that you're talking about sound really good. They're not yet past the FDA safety and effectiveness screening to make them available, but they're coming hopefully soon because the early reports sound pretty good. And, you know, how do you know anything you hear these? You know, you can ask that question about everything or anything.
Yeah, I guess you can.
But
so the Brits, go ahead. You want to finish that?
But I think that my own read of things is it's the biggest issue is going to be affordability. But there are two promising, one from Merck, one from Pfizer that do look good. One is about 50%. One's in the 80% of keeping you out of the hospital if you have COVID. And these are going to be therapies as opposed to vaccines. Not a reason to not get vaccinated, but
well, that's the question.
Coming.
That's a very good question under the circumstances. If you take the pill, do you not have to take the shot?
My own personal feeling is, you know, I don't love mandates, but I like the vaccine, and I have had the vaccine. I've been boosted, and I'm still advocating when patients ask me for my own opinion, unless they have one of the rare contraindications to the vaccine, that they get vaccinated against COVID-19. But there are going to be people for a number of reasons that can't or won't get vaccinated, and then this will be an option. Right now we have the monoclonal antibody, which is a great option. It just has to be used quick and early. You have to know where you can get it,
and hopefully it's affordable. But these are going to be two other options that are going to be out there. But again, I still am going to be encouraging people to get vaccinated because my own personal belief is that that's the best option. And, you know, you presented data right now about the likelihood of dying 20 times higher if you're not vaccinated. Just released this week.
Trying to figure out how to pronounce this. Merck Molnupiravir. M-O-L-N-U-P. Who do they come up with? Who sits in a room and comes up with these names?
That's a good question.
Molnupiravir. That's what it is. Molnupiravir.
Good, that's it. You did it.
All right, well, good luck on that one anyway.
Molnupiravir. And this is the scientific name. They'll come up with some easy brand name once the FDA gets through with it.
Merkelberg. It could be a Merkelberg. So when you were in college, whether it was undergraduate or you were getting your doctorate, you have two, one in research and a PhD and one in medicine. Do they have courses in how to pronounce these stupid names?
Well, you know, they sent us away for 10 years, so they taught us a language no one could understand.
Right, not only did they teach you the language, they taught you how to write the language that nobody could read as well. So you can't understand the words, and we don't know how to read them. There it is. Congratulations. That's what being a doctor is all about, and that's what it's all about. Okay, back with the HPV vaccine in our focus. Next half hour coming up on DJV Health.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The least affected age group in the fight against the coronavirus is that of children. The 5 to 11 age group, according to science, is no more potent than the seasonal flu. In fact, this age group has virtually a 0% chance of harmful effects from COVID-19. Neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions the push to vaccinate this age group with an experimental vaccine.
And the science tells us that the mortality rate for COVID for children is 0.025%, about the same as it is for seasonal flu. We don't go through all of these measures every year for seasonal flu. And in addition to that, this is still experimental. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Why wouldn't we simply encourage people to seek the advice of their caregiver and arm themselves with appropriate information, rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats, even if some of them have MD behind their name, trying to make decisions for everyone. And there is no one-size-fits-all, because when you look at the people who have died, the children who have died, almost all of them had significant comorbidities. So why would you take something that was zero risk and inject long-term risk into it? But the children are going to be around for a very long time. Why would we subject them to that risk?
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we are, another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. Reach him at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. You might be able to get some telemedicine time with him. It's kind of a cool thing. Or go visit him in his office if you're down in the southeast, 352-735-1400. That number, wait a minute, somebody said, what's that number again, Doug? 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. Okay, so this study on HPV, would you explain what HPV is first? I remember we talked about this, I think, with regard to your daughter and shots for girls, didn't we, a number of years ago? Do I remember that?
A long time ago when this first came out.
Yeah.
Human papillomavirus, HPV. Okay. This is a virus that does a lot of things that are not good, including causing cervical cancer, and it's also thought to cause throat cancer.
Ooh.
And
is that what Michael Douglas had?
Yeah, and I'll leave that to your imagination how the connection might be. We won't go there for any further. But,
most of the time you think that cancers are not communicable. That is, you don't get people. I remember when I was a kid and somebody had cancer, and one of my friends said, "Ooh, I don't want to get his mother or him because his mother has cancer and we might get it," which of course isn't true, except maybe in this case.
Sadly, this is a a mechanism that's been worked out where you can, where it can be contagious if with the appropriate, in quote unquote, appropriate behavior.
I love how you dance around all of these things. It's,
well,
you're uncomfortable.
This is radio. You can leave it to your imagination.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, the vaccine apparently that's out there now, the new vaccine, is 90% effective in cutting the rates. Is that what do you know about that?
That's the news out of a British study that I think you've been looking at, which is that cervical cancer seems to be cut by up to 90% with the vaccine for human papillomavirus. So this is something that's pretty important. And initially, it was recommended for young girls. And there are those who think that young boys should have this also.
Really?
So, yeah, so talk to the pediatrician about your kids, about this vaccine.
At what age should you get the shot? What age was it when you had administered it to your daughter?
Well, when it came out, it was, you know, it was in middle school, early middle school, 12, 13 years old. But I would talk to your pediatricians about this so that there's a plan on what to do for the young kids and when the optimal time is to do it. You know, vaccinations among children, amazingly, have been not getting done with COVID. I hate to get back to COVID, but dramatically since COVID got out there, one of the big preventive aspects of medicine that is not getting done is vaccination of the children. So talk to your pediatricians, not only about this vaccine, but about all the vaccines that they need. Make sure they're caught up because, you know, if you love them, just talk to the pediatrician. And I'm sure that those who are uneasy about vaccines, talk to the pediatrician about it. Get input from various sources, not just one. You know, there are plenty of anti-vaxxers out there, but listen to both sides, mom and dad, before you make a final decision.
At what age, if you get a shot when you're a young teenager, at what age does the cancerous risk take hold? How old would a young girl be or a boy if they were at risk for this?
You know,
Is it based on sexual activity?
On the guy's side, it would be.
Mm-hmm. So at what age do boys start having sex? I guess it depends on your upbringing much anything else. Is it 18? I'd be younger than that these days.
This is where usually you're starting with girls as young as 13 and for protecting them. And then you have to, you know, wonder about, you know, the sexual activity of your male. So this is probably case by case. But for pediatricians going to the, and this was originally approved for the girls, you know, they usually start thinking about this as early as age 13.
Okay. All right. So we've got a couple of cancer things to discuss. There are two new symptoms that could point to pancreatic cancer, according to some of the research that you've done. What are they?
Yeah, this is very exciting because if you've ever been through with family or friends pancreatic cancer, nothing is more stressful, sad, horrible, you know, just all of that. Because almost always, up until recently, almost always, we just had no way to diagnose this early, no way to think of, you know, what specific symptoms or signs occur early before it's spread throughout the body, and then it's way too late. And usually when you get a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, you know, within a year, you're going to assume room temperature.
Yeah.
It's so horrible and sad.
Right. But that's the toughest of all of them.
Yes, but the National Cancer Research Institute announced the results of a study this week identifying two signs, symptoms that suggest early pancreatic cancer. So if you have both of these, dark urine and increased thirst, definitely talk to your doctor, and hopefully we can save some lives here. Increased thirst and dark urine, both of those. If you see both of those, talk to your doctor. If you have dark urine, and I'm talking about you know, orange, brown, even without the thirst, talk to your doctor. But especially if you have both of those, talk to your doctor. Increasing thirst without the dark urine, there may be something there also. Certainly diabetes can present that way. But both of those, definitely talk to your doctor. It doesn't mean you have, don't panic. It doesn't mean you have pancreatic cancer, but it definitely means from this National Cancer Institute Research Institute study, you should be checked. And it may get you to, and don't be afraid of being checked because it may save your life.
Find out what's going on in your body. That's my mantra. Really? I want to know what's going on. That's why I go to Ken, have a couple of physicals every year from various people that I trust because I want to know what's going on in my body. Don't you? Coming up, a discussion of how to eliminate the risk or cut it back of lung cancer. As long as we're talking about cancers, we'll continue in that thread as we move along here on the DGV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a mention of the special deal going on right now. MyPillow has a lot of big box stores that have canceled doing business with them because they don't like Mike Lindell and his politics. Okay, so that's the reality. Now, Mike and MyPillow are passing the savings directly back to you because they want to unload and move all these pillows. So if you need pillows on your own bed or other pillows in the house, you go right to MyPillow.com right now and get the standard MyPillow, which usually at retail, $69.98. That's what they sell them for in the big box stores. You buy them now for $19.98 at MyPillow.com. So just go to the website, look at the product catalog, MyPillow.com, and then you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in that page. Put the DJV code in there, and you'll be entitled to the standard MyPillow for $19.98. That's it, promo code DJV. And not only these things, but there are other amazing items that are in the product catalog. When you use the DJV code, anywhere from 30 to 65% off. It depends on what the product is, but there are so many. You can save a lot at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. That's the promo code DJV when you check out at MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. So 80% or more of lung cancer patients can eliminate the risk of getting it if they do what by the age of 45, Ken?
Stopping smoking. Is this a multiple choice?
Isn't that? Well, no. You have such a subtle sense of humor. No, it is not a multiple choice. It's quitting smoking. And so this thing. I always thought, you know, you sometimes hear about people who are, who they said, well, I quit smoking 25 years ago, and they still come down with lung cancer or pulmonary problems. I remember when my mother died at the age of 50 because she smoked what her lungs looked like because they showed them to us. And then I remember years later talking about these things, sort of things on the air, that the lungs can recover if you stop smoking. So which is it, or do both of those realities exist?
I think both of those realities exist, that you definitely can help your lungs. You're not doomed and to say, oh, I'm going to keep smoking because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It always matters. The sooner you stop, the sooner the healing process occurs. And have you fallen off the edge of the cliff and are doomed to cancer? Maybe. But you also raise some hope that you're going to not fall off the cliff by stopping.
Well, I remember, I think, again, I've had this conversation with people in various forms over the years. I certainly remember my mother who couldn't stop smoking. I have a very close friend who works for me on my farm whose wife has been a smoker. She has all kinds of problems, and she still smokes. It just is one of, you know, how in the world it happens. And then you wonder.
A lot of that is genetic. There are genetic types.
Yes.
Who are even more addicted than the average folk. And, yeah, you know, you see these in the intensive care unit as they are sadly on the way out, still smoking on the ventilator. And, you know, I
remember on one of those cigarette cartons, there was a picture, or maybe it was a video, an ad, of a guy smoking through the tube in his lung. Do you remember seeing that?
I became a little more sensitive and understanding that when I saw the discovery that there are genetic types that are exceedingly more challenged to get off the addiction than the rest of us.
What a reality that is. Okay, let's see here. We got another question about you're a cardiologist, so people are wondering what the best time is to reduce risk or activity-wise of cardiovascular health issues. Is this something that you do, something you practice before you go to bed or when you wake up in the morning? Or
well, I think if you're trying to bring up the news we learned this week, you know, we learned about the best bedtime to actually reduce the risk.
Do you go to bed? Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, time is it?
This comes out of the European Heart Journal Digital Health this week about when is the best time to go to sleep to prevent strokes and heart attacks, because most occur in the morning. You want to guess the time, or should I give it out?
4 o'clock.
4 a.m.?
No.
To go? Well, sorry, I know that was
10 o'clock.
Best in your world.
Right, 10 o'clock.
What was your second guess? Because I
10
think
o'clock.
You win. Yes,
10
it
o'clock. Is.
Is
it?
10 p.m. to 11 p.m. in that 1 hour time zone appears to be the best time if you want to maximize your prevention of heart attack and strokes. Go to bed 10 to 11. We
tell
people 7 to 8 hours. Now we know from recent studies, 6 to 7 hours is the optimal amount to sleep.
I'm going to live forever because that's when I go to bed, between 10 and 11. Well, it doesn't make any difference the time you get up, I guess, right? I get up between 4 and 5. So there. Okay, living forever. That's my story. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, coming up next. Questions for Dr. Ken. Stick around for that.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 53 past the hour. Time for questions for Dr. Ken, the venerable expert when it comes not only to cardiology, because that's his practice, but also other things in general, because he's got a great feel. And many times on the DJV Health Program, we base our conversations on the research that he does, looking at a lot of the journals of medicine, coming up with fresh solutions for problems. So the question is being asked, why should I get a flu shot? I've had all of the other shots, so do I still need to get a flu shot this year, Ken?
Well, I'll let my actions speak the loudest. I got my flu shot this year, and there's still time to get it. It's hard to know whether this year is going to be a timid, weak season like last year. You know, few of us even know anyone who had flu, and the feeling is because we were being so careful to avoid COVID with distancing, masking, washing our hands, keeping our hands off our face. And this year, since there wasn't much flu last year, there are some experts who think this is going to be a whopping year this year. Also, we're about to go inside with the holidays. The virus, again, likes the cold. It likes us going inside. And also, we're concerned that there may be another wave of COVID as we all go inside in the cold and the holidays and congregate with everybody inside. So you don't want to be hospitalized right now with the flu. In a bad year, many people can die with the flu. Last year, fortunately, it was rare. And you don't want to be confused with COVID if you present to the hospital if you have the flu. You don't want to be admitted this year or ever, but especially if there's a surge in COVID. So that's why there's just a good reason to think about the flu shot. And again, I think even Doug got a flu shot this year.
I did. First one I ever had.
Wow.
Never had the flu, but I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I might as well go all the way. Remember that song? By the Raspberries, Eric Carmen, please go all the way. So I did that. All right, next question has to do with the health benefits of nuts. Do they boost survival I am going to be in great shape. But this focus is from somebody who is worried about breast cancer because she read that nuts may boost your survival rate if you've had breast cancer. What do you know about that? Or what do you think? What's your advice, Ken?
Nuts are great. The only problem with nuts is the calories. And if you can eat a handful of cashews and that's it, you're better than I am.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And my big and what you put on the nuts, but raw nuts are incredibly healthy.
Yeah.
And the problem is that they are calorie dense, and you have to put them into the daily calories that you need to consume to maintain your ideal body weight. But I even breathe them, and I can't. You know, they're my trigger foods, foods that we all have mm-hmm. them, foods that you can't just stop after whatever amount you should. And the only way to not get into that pattern is not start with them. We all have trigger foods. For me, nuts is in that group. And if you're blessed and they're not your trigger foods, enjoy them. Enjoy a handful. Unsalted, unroasted, just raw nuts, incredibly healthy.
Yep. All right, so there's the word when it comes to breast cancer. Now, another question on cancer. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic have started a study for a vaccine aimed at preventing lethal breast cancer. Is there a vaccine out there? Or would this be? Can you imagine what the world would be like if women didn't have to worry about getting breast cancer? This is something... if you have, there are aggressive types of breast cancer. My wife died of very aggressive breast cancer. So what do you think? Likelihood, good, something to look forward to? I mean, they're getting vaccines for everything, so why not
this? I think it's out there. I think the using the immune system to treat and prevent is going to be is the future, and I think that breast cancer will fit into that pipeline, and out there in the future will be a vaccine for many of the cancers, boosting the immune system.
Apparently, there's a test going on right now. I just looked at this that will involve women getting three vaccinations 2 weeks apart, funded by the Department of Defense, interestingly enough. So, the Cleveland Clinic is very optimistic about this. You have to follow up on that.
It's
Dr. Ken. Well, go ahead.
It's not ready for prime time yet.
No.
It's in development.
Right, in development. Yes, exactly. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Find him there at 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.